Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Don't ever throw things into the ring or reach beyond the guardrail to touch a wrestler beyond a high five. Don't ever, ever jump the guardrail. And don't ever, 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 for the love of anything you hold dear, ever jump the guardrail and get into the ring. Because I'm Cy for What Culture Wrestling, and this is 10 times wrestling fans effed around and found out. Number 10, LA Park. Though not quite on the level of the chair shot to the back of Disco Inferno during their shared WCW days, LA Park's punt on a fan who idiotically attempted to pull his mask off came as high banter nonetheless. A match spills into the front row when the insane inciting incident occurs. Park feels the hand on the back of his head because the fan makes no attempt to hide what he's trying to do. Swinging around with a strike in one fluid move, Park's wheeling motion only adds to the power of the punch, and the guy almost cartoonishly falls backwards after absorbing the worst of it on the chin. As F around and find out as the entire list gets, the choice to manhandle a wrestler anyway is a poor one, knowing what almost every other paying punter does. Going one further and trying to remove a Lucha Icon's mask was beyond the pale. Number 9, Seth Rollins. Has there ever been a wrestler more unlucky with weird, potentially dangerous fan interactions than Seth Rollins? Let me know down in the comments below and make sure to hit the like button on the way there, because Seth has had at least 3. There was the guy who tried to walk down the ramp with him in 2015, and someone who was dragged away from the ring as he cut a promo in 2016, but in the most shocking of the bunch, Seth Rollins was remarkably diplomatic about the fan who didn't just get over the rail but managed to take him down with a spear-like attack during a Monday Night Raw episode in November of 2021. Rollins was leaving the ring when a Barclays Center punter suddenly appeared in front of him on the ramp and tackled him to the ground. He was quickly subdued by referees, then security, and finally Rollins himself, and the visionary has since spoken in depth about the whole scene, saying he felt sympathy for the guy in the moment but was thankful that it didn't get more violent thanks to the intervention of said security. Perhaps Rollins' multiple experiences like this are the reason he was able to reflect gently on this particular experience. The same couldn't be said for... Number 8, Terry Gordy. The legendary Von Erichs and Fabulous Freebirds rivalry defined and redefined world-class championship wrestling as a territory, and in many ways stood as a monument to the industry in the 1980s outside of Vince McMahon's glossier World Wrestling Federation. It's for both of these reasons that Terry Gordy had no problem getting physical with one of these sportatorium regulars, especially when they crossed the thin bit of string acting as a guardrail. There were unwritten rules about that sort of thing. Fans would flock to get Von Erich autographs, kisses, and just about anything else they were able to lay their hands on, but they couldn't act with equally negative passion towards the heels. When a local literally crossed the line during an April 1983 show, he learned the lesson the hard way. Gordy sent him flying with a shove, and the dazed and confused Dallasonian tries and fails to mount a response before being sent packing once and for all. Number 7, CM Punk. Forgotten in the wake of some other regrettable actions that occurred in and around All Out 2022, a moment of madness during a CM Punk promo resulted in the voice of the voiceless saying to himself, "Probably shouldn't have said that." Mere seconds after returning fire towards a heckler with lowest common denominator patter that a performer of Punk's pedigree is light years above. He was talking through his summer injury recovery in the middle of a Chicago Dynamite when one of his natives got restless. Punk called the guy fat and joked about how little he may or may not have had sex, but then brutally remonstrated himself as above, remembering his role, his job, and what year it was in a crushingly quick reality check. It would be generous to say he was forgetting himself, and some would argue he was doing the total opposite. Was the punker remembering an ugly side of his old self, immediate contrition included? An infamous moment from his past suggests so. Number 6, CM Punk. This one might be one time that a wrestling fan effed around and somebody else found out. In 2013, CM Punk paused midway through through a babyface promo to challenge a booing fan to fight right there live on Monday Night Raw. It was awkward and not really in keeping with the somber tone before he located a narrative thread and tethered everything back together. Not ideal, but not a disaster. A year or so earlier, and as WWE champion, he started and finished one without a word being uttered on either side of the barrier. Running scared from Vince McMahon, that's a sentence, isn't it, during an angle masquerading as a match on 2012's Monday Night Raw, Punk was booked to Scarpa into the crowd as the former chairman dished out various verbal threats. As multiple examples of video evidence show, he's getting hassled by fans behind him, but not the one he just so happens to see before he snaps and throws a wild backhand. Bad judgment and bad luck coincide, and a fan hits the deck live on WWE's flagship show. Ouch. Number 5, Kip Sabian. For those with no links to football or soccer in England, and I'm one of them, so thank you writer Michael Hamflett for pointing all this out to me and explaining it, Everton are one of the closest approximations of a quote, proper club in an increasingly improper endeavour. They've been corrupted by the trappings of greed like every other team attempting to stay afloat in the capitalist arms race the sport now exists as, but they've clung on to a modicum of tradition and decency as they fight for their continued status amongst the country's elite for dear life. Neutrals, if such things exist in what's become a fairly ugly game, tend to quite like Everton. How quickly that could change if they watched any wrestling from Florida over the last decade or so. First cropping up at NXT's Full Sail tapings, a fan known for wearing an Everton shirt became a familiar sight, as did what appeared to be a surface level obnoxiousness that was both distracting and off-putting. And that's just as a TV viewer. Kip Sabian found himself on the wrong end of a hairdryer rant from the man during a Fight for the Fallen match with Hangman Page. He responded with a rapid-fire kiss on the lips, stunning the idiot into frozen silence and popping a Daily's Place crowd perhaps happy to see him shut down for once. Number 4, Eddie Guerrero and Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam always did and does come across as quite the chilled fella. There's presumably a good and obvious reason why, but rather than merely reducing a man's personality traits to his recreational habits, look at his shoot interviews and realise that just because he could explode on folk with eye-popping violence, he doesn't. If you are so inclined and stupid, you may want to rush the ring during an RVD match and fancy your chances. Eddie Guerrero, meanwhile, didn't have heat in his nickname because it sounded good when he was portraying a top bohemian. Known to have a notoriously fiery temper, even when the going was good, he often looked like the last guy you'd want to get on the wrong side of, as a foolish fan discovered when he aimed to cause significant damage in a 2002 ladder match between the Frog Splash Masters. Guerrero was scaling the ladder when the fan hit the ring and pushed it out from underneath him. Thankfully landing safely, Guerrero smashed him with a stiff looking right and a hefty boot before he was bundled out. He likely received a lifetime ban from the building and or some sort of legal upheaval or penalty, and can thank himself lucky the late great former WWE champion didn't act even quicker than he did. Number 3, Jacob Fatu. It was at a June 2019 PCW Ultra show where Jacob Fatu dished out a rapid and painful reminder of what can happen to fans who dared to step any closer to the ring than the guardrail. It was quite the warning for anybody in any situation to step closer to him too. Per various Redditors and Twitter users discussing the grisly beating, the fan had been aggressively heckling Fatu and took the Samoan star up on the offer of a fight when asked. It didn't last long. Fatu trucked the audience member and drilled him with a kick. Despite a bleary-eyed effort to get back on his feet, the fan was unable to, disappearing back into the throngs, accompanied presumably by fellow fans and or friends who were going to see him getting some medical attention. Part brawl, part PSA, the strike from Fatu was as good a short, sharp shock as you'll see from a wrestler to a paying customer, with caution, if any, thrown to the wind at the same speed that leading forearm was. Number 2, Triple H. Triple H once experienced a months-long burial for breaking kayfabe on a house show, but within 2 years he was back at it yet again. This time though, the rewards and kudos were obvious. After losing to Stone Cold Steve Austin early in his peak run as the biggest star in the industry, Hunter was moved to rush back into the ring again as a fan made it all the way into the squared circle and appeared ready to pounce on the Rattlesnake. It's striking to see all that striking, but in defense of the game and the referee, arena staff are miles and miles off pace with it. Despite constant attempts to subdue the man with very real looking violence, they seemingly assume it's all part of the show until Austin waves them over to take control. The Hall of Famer himself detailed the incident on his podcast when old fan footage went viral, and his instincts were, as usual, correct. The toughest SOB moniker might have taken a beating by backing away from a potential skirmish, but the top babyface swinging for a punter could and would have been way worse. And And number one, the New World Order, or the New World Organization, as Hulk Hogan called it more than once, while Jaws hit the floor at Bash at the Beach 1996. Like every other barrier jumper on this list, the audience member ultimately got what was coming to him when, in this case, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall put the boots to him before security finally stepped in. But there's an undeniably different vibe to the scene in light of the Hogan heel turn that had taken place just seconds earlier. An outlier in every respect, in fact, the fan doesn't even get the usual short shrift and or ignorance from the commentators because it almost feels in line with the seismic event taking place. Tony Schiavone, Bobby Heenan and Dusty Rhodes are working hard to communicate the gravity of Hogan's actions, but their words can't compare with the staggering pictures in front of them. Transgression almost suits the universal disbelief.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.